Hi, this is Chris Beal, the Executive Director for the Vineyard Team, and we invite you to join us for the Earth Day Food and Wine Weekend, April 11th through 13th. You can learn more online, www.earthdayfoodandwine.org.
Welcome to Wine and Dine. My name is Lynn Creelo Chamberlain, host. You're listening to iWine Radio.
Earth Day is right around the corner, and today we're going to learn about Earth Day Food and Wine Weekend, Cultivating Local Roots, Weekend Wine Down, and a Farm to Fork Dinner main event with Chris Beal, who's the Executive Director of Vineyard Team. We've talked to Vineyard Team several years back about the sustainable certification SIP. Vineyard Team is all about promoting sustainable wine growing, and the Earth Day Food and Wine Weekends is specifically a benefit event supporting farm worker education and sustainable agriculture conducted by the Vineyard Team, which is a 501c3 nonprofit. The Vineyard Team is a collaboration of growers, wineries, consultants, researchers, and natural resource professionals dedicated to promoting sustainable wine growing on California's Central Coast. And many of the wineries that we talk to on Wine and Dine are, in fact, SIP certified. Chris, thank you so very much for your time today on Wine and Dine. So I have got the details on this Farm to Fork dinner, but I don't have the breakdown of the wine weekend. And I see all the sponsors and the wineries involved. So is this a weekend where people are going to have their doors open or have special tastings or events going on?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much for having me. And it's funny, we're in our eighth year for this event. And most of what we do with the Vineyard Team is direct workshops and field days and research and education on, you know, sustainable farming with, you know, we work directly with the farmers. And then 8, 9, 10 years ago, we thought, you know, there's a lot of consumers out there that care about the same things that we do. Wouldn't it be fun to sort of connect with the farmers and other people besides wine growers and put on, you know, a little party around Earth Day? And I can't believe we're in our eighth year. And, you know, back then, it was kind of a new idea. People thought it was sort of funny to be celebrating farmers in the context of Earth Day.
Really?
Yeah, right? And I thought that was sort of funny, but it has really, really taken off. And what I love about this event is that we can talk about sustainability, we can talk about Earth Day, all in the context of kind of a farming, a food farming and wine culture. So it's really kind of a great weekend to get farmers together with consumers that care about the same thing and, of course, have a great time. And, you know, we've evolved this weekend. You know, it started off as sort of one, you know, kind of party.
Yeah.
And then we had other people that wanted to get involved. So there's different farm tours or brunches or little sales or tastings or picnics all through the weekend, really at every different price point. We also have a really beautiful Farm to Fork dinner on Friday night, April 11th at Justin Winery. And it's the third year that we've done kind of a fancy Friday night dinner. And it's just beautiful. It's a beautiful location. We get the farmers out there. We do a vineyard tour. We have a wonderful, wonderful dinner and fine wines sort of in this beautiful setting. So it's a great way to kick off the weekend.
I understand that not only local farmers will be involved, but even ranchers.
Yeah, absolutely. What's been fun is, again, we're, you know, the Vineyard Team, so we're very connected with the wine growers and with the wineries. But when we started this 8 years ago, we didn't really know, you know, farmers. That wasn't our, you know, our thing. We didn't really know ranchers. It wasn't people that were in our immediate circle. And as time has gone on, it's been so satisfying to connect with different people that are doing, you know, sheep's milk and ice cream and grass-fed beef and heirloom tomatoes and beets and, you know, just really there's a wonderful, wonderful food and farming culture here on the Central Coast of California, and it's been a pleasure to bring all of these people together for this weekend.
And sustainability, even to the point, I understand that somebody's going to be doing a presentation about recycling wine barrels and even creating a recycled greenhouse?
Yeah, it's some really great demos going on. Again, we're all about kind of treading a little bit lightly, so bringing in some demos around water conservation or recycling materials. You know, there are things that are happening on the farm level that are very cool, but we also know that people want to do things in their own home or in their own garden to be treading, you know, a little more lightly, to reuse materials, and it's a way for us to share information and to see really how much we all have in common when it comes right down to it.
I wanted to ask you, you just brought it up about what's going on right now locally with respect to sustainability and water conservation?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're in our, you know, in California, or actually a lot of areas in the West, we're in our third year of a very severe drought. And, you know, the Vineyard team's been working on water conservation for a long time, but certainly it's hitting the news right now. So we have research and demonstration programs out in the vineyards, and we're doing technical assistance and trying to, you know, initiate cost share programs for growers. So we're continuing to do the work that we've always done. It's certainly stepped up around water issues.
Have you ever heard any rumors in California that eventually it might come to pass where people are going to have to be using ocean water, desalinating it for use for farming?
Yeah, it's the deal is, you know, population grows, there's more pressure on finite resources. So I think how we think about, you know, whether it's water resources or soil or, you know, habitat or open space or whatever the resource is, we need to be thinking about it a little differently. And
yeah,
that's what the Vineyard team has done. And we really appreciate the fact that there are consumers out there that care about the same thing that we do, and that there are other farmers of other ag crops out there that care
right
about the same things. And so the Earth Day Food and Wine Weekend is about sort of connecting like-minded consumers with like-minded farmers in
right
a way that's fun. And, you know, we want to highlight people that are doing a great job so that people can shop from them and vote with their dollar and
there
support companies that are doing a
yeah
great job.
Yes. Are a lot of the people that attend, consumers in particular, or even people that are in the industry, are they coming from outside of Central California? I mean, is there a percentage of people who are coming from outside the area?
Yeah, definitely. About half the visitors are
wow
from outside the Central Coast, so it's, you know, caught the attention of people outside of
yeah
our area, and it's been a lot of fun. You know, I remember the first year that we were talking about this, and I was doing radio shows, and people said, well, is it going to be a bunch of hippies and tie-dye,
oh, wow,
and is it going to be, you know, and I thought, gosh, that's really funny, because I don't think that that's necessarily what somebody who cares about, you know, the environment and, you know, how companies treat their people. I don't think that's necessarily what it looks like. And what we found at this event is that it's really diverse. You've got 20-somethings and 70-somethings and everything in between. And, you know, it doesn't have to be preachy or,
right,
you know, too groovy. That people really want to tread a little bit lighter, to do a little bit, to do their part. And certainly one way we can do that is kind of connecting to our food culture and our wine culture and how we're, you know, the decisions that we're making there. So, you know, 8 years later, I don't really get that question anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's a really exciting time that people want to connect with their farmer and want to connect with, you know, where their food is coming from and, you know, paying attention to that. And the fact that we can put on this event, you know, in the spirit of Earth Day is very fun.
Chris, I have in this original press release a list of wineries that are participating in this. Can you rattle off names?
There are a lot of different people participating, you know, Jay Lohr and Castoro and Carmel Road and Paraiso Vineyards. We've got really a lot of different wines from all over the state that are going to be highlighted at this event. The main event is on Saturday, April 12th.
Okay.
At Castoro Cellars, which is in Paso Robles area, but we have wineries
okay
that are coming in from really all over the state, you know, Santa Barbara and Monterey and Santa Cruz to, you know, showcase their wines at this event.
And are they all SIP certified in some way, a connection?
Well, they're definitely all connected to the Vineyard team in terms of being members of our group and participating
okay
in education and outreach. Not all of them are SIP certified,
okay,
but they've all been connected with the Vineyard team's work one way or another through the years.
Okay.
And so it's really an amazing group of wines, because it represents different, you know, appellations. So people, if you go to kind of a wine event, sometimes it can be limited by
right
region in
right
terms of what you're tasting.
Yeah.
This is not. And it's fun because you actually have a lot of the farmers that are here pouring, which is unusual. So people, it's a fairly smart group of people that are coming to participate in this event, and you can talk to the farmers. And it's funny, it's the one event that I've had where people say, yeah, we want more education. I thought, well, that's,
oh wow,
that's kind of interesting. You don't always hear that.
Will anybody be pouring a sparkling wine?
There will be. I'm not exactly sure who it is. It might be, you know, okay, Leticia or others, but there will definitely be some sparkling wines. There's going to be some, you know, alternative, you know, beverages and really great food. And we've worked really hard to pair the farmers with the local chefs and
okay,
to, you know, and then to pair that with the wine. So a lot of thought goes into how we're putting these together. It's a great event. It supports our work. It's our one consumer event because we're kind of a techie farmer group and we do, you know, tailgate meetings. But this is our fun way to really connect with consumers and bring a bunch of people together that care about, have the same values.
And where do people go online to purchase tickets?
Right. So you can learn all about the event on earthdayfoodandwine.org. Again, we have events all weekend from farm tours to brunches, everything you can think of on April 11th to 13th. But visit our website, earthdayfoodandwine.org, and check out our main event on April 12th.
Cool. Thank you so very much for your time today.
Well, thank you, Lynn.
Chris Beal, Executive Director of Vineyard Team, promoting sustainable wine growing. You're listening to Wine and Dine. You're listening to iWine Radio.